When faced with the number of people around the world who still have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, many churches tend to focus all their energy on getting decisions for Jesus rather than making disciples of Jesus. Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you how to develop faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth because he's burdened about their lack of spiritual maturity. And so he writes to express how he feels about their spiritual state and how he plans to help them. And here in this passage, we find three ingredients of developing disciples. The first ingredient that we see in this text is the word warning. He writes in verse 14, "I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish or to warn you as my beloved children." Here he uses the word admonish, which means to warn or to counsel or to exhort. It has the idea of reasoning with someone by warning them. And the goal is to exert positive pressure on someone's logic or reasoning and urging them to choose God's best. There's always a need to warn new believers about the dangers to avoid and duties that they need to attend to. In fact, down towards the end of the chapter in verse 21, Paul writes, "What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod or with love in a spirit of gentleness?" And what he does here is that he puts the ball in their court and he says, "How do you want me to come to you? You choose." So he gives them a warning and tells them to get it together and to stop playing games. And sometimes a spiritual parent has to do this. They have to warn their children. The second ingredient of developing disciples is setting a godly example. He writes in verse 16, "I urge you then, be imitators of me." The word imitate has the idea of following the pattern set by someone worthy of emulation. That's like a mentor setting a proper example for his disciple. And several times in his letters, you see the Apostle Paul saying to his readers, "Follow me as I follow Christ." He knew he wasn't a perfect person, but he wanted to be the best example he could be of how a Christian should live. You know, when my daughter was younger, we were teaching her to write, and what we would do is that we would write out verses using dots or dashes to form each letter, and then we would let her trace over each letter by following the pattern. And that's the idea that Paul has in mind here when he talks about setting an example for believers. The final ingredient of developing disciples is faithfully teaching them the Word of God. In verse 17, he writes, "That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach them everywhere in every church." You see, spiritual parents are called to teach the Word of God to those they're discipling so they can grow in their faith. Along with the Bible, good Christian books by solid Christian authors can also be helpful to new believers to help them flesh out the truth of Scripture. But the idea is to show them from the Word of God what it means to be a faithful man or woman of God and what it means to be godly husbands or godly wives and godly parents. And so as you think about your own church, is there a new believer who could use your help to grow deeper in their faith? I urge you to make yourself available to be used by God to help these new believers grow deeper in their faith and in their love for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.